Linda Sue Smolin is on a mission, and that is to let people know about the reality of gun violence. As a person who was concerned about the lack of political action in the wake of increasing mass shootings, she decided to do something about it. So what she did last year was to pay for billboards which have different messages on statistics around gun violence. One of those billboards was had the message that said more Americans have died of gun violence since 1970, including murders, suicides and accidents. That's 1.4 million than in all the wars in American history, which is 1.3 million. Stop the thoughts and prayers. Well, recently she paid for more billboards to be erected in Weld County in response to the sheriff there saying that he would not enforce the red flag gun law recently signed by Jared Polis. I spoke with Linda Sue Smolin and I asked her what motivates her to take on this messaging.
I think everybody should be passionate about this, not just me, but really what just stuck with me for so long is when we can murder children in their classrooms and nothing gets done. Not even universal background checks. We do nothing. And that's just simply unacceptable.
Tell us about the reaction that you got from the first round of billboards that you paid for.
The first round was very, very positive, I would say. And then my second billboard that I put up a couple of months later in the fall was not quite as polite. But it was still factual, the amount of people killed. And that one was directed at AR-15s. And that really brought out the ugliness of a lot of people. And they felt that I was wanting to take their AR-15s away from them. And I am.
That didn't stop you then from doing a third round of billboards. And that's the most recent one. And this is very targeted because it's in Weld County. And it's in response to the red flag bill, and which is all about taking weaponry away from people who are deemed to be a danger to themselves or others. And several sheriffs have supported this, including Boulder County Sheriff. However, other sheriffs have been very vocally opposed to this, the Weld County Sheriff being one of the most vocal opponents of this. So you've targeted this latest round of billboards in Weld County on Highway 34. Tell us about this.
Sure. When the sheriff says, I believe this law is unconstitutional, and I have spoke to, quote, constitutional scholars, unquote, and they have assured me that it's unconstitutional. Last time I checked, a cop does not get to decide what law is constitutional and what is not. That is for a judge, and he hasn't done that. He's just taken it into his own hands. That's anarchy, in my opinion. So he has commented to the press that he feels that my billboards are ridiculous. And that's really unfortunate because my billboards in Weld County are statistics about gun violence and the deaths. And I don't know how those facts can be ridiculous. And the extreme protection law has tons of due process built in, more than probably any other confiscation type law that we have. And either he doesn't know the law or chooses to ignore it. And so I think I needed to bring it to his attention, and I will continue to bring it to his attention.
In terms of the messaging that is on the billboards, I mean, you said you're just putting facts out there, and yet that seems to trigger people to have this very extreme reaction. It's not like you're editorializing with your own opinion. You put statistics about how many people are killed by guns every year. And I know you've been very careful with that language to use just statistics that are publicly available. And yet, just using the statistics alone garners a very strong reaction from people.
It really does. And it's amazing to me because that's just what it is. And I don't think that this is one political party or another. I say it's not the Democrats. It's not the Republicans. It is both of them. We have done nothing. We have failed our population, our children, our schools. We have failed the people that are so fragile that are intent on committing suicide and have access to guns.
Have you been surprised by any of this since you first launched the first billboard campaign, that there is such a strong, almost visceral reaction from people who are very much against these type of laws?
Well, we live in the bubble here in Boulder. I'm the first one to say that. And so when I first put them up, it was at in Jefferson County at the border of Boulder. And it was sort of preaching to the choir. So I'm not surprised. All I have to do is turn on the news anywhere in this country and look what's going on. And I'm not surprised.
That's Linda Sue Smolin, who's a Boulder attorney. She has a fundraising campaign. There's a GoFundMe account to help pay for the billboards, which she has been paying for out of her own funds. And that's at GoFundMe. And Linda Sue Smolin is the woman who's been paying for the billboards, most recently in Weld County. They're still up there on Highway 34 with messages around gun violence.